And I know that was a dime, just delivered. He had three or four cans every morning. They take it down to give it to, you know, they take it to different people. Mm-hmm. And then the eggs always went to the grocery store and the butter. I don't know how they kept the butter from getting melted.
Well, I was going to ask you that about the milk, too. How did they keep it from going bad?
Well, the people probably used it because they didn't get that much, you know, and they'd have that like that. And used to raise a certain amount, but not very much wheat, and have some beans. And then, you know, the beans, you couldn't sell them here. They'd take in the fall of the year. I never did go with them. They'd take a wagon, load up these beans, and go down and get apples down in there, and they'd also bring back cider, you know, from the valley. They'd take that down there, and at the same time, they'd pick up flour on the wagon, too, if they had the beans, and used to have to take wheat, you know, too. And that was a day going down, a day down there, and a day back. It used to take 3 days to go to Cortez or Dolores. Dolores, I guess, was the main part, because that's where the railroad was. And it's gone now, too.
How big was Dove Creek then, the town?
Well, not very big.
What was down there, say, when you were growing up? I mean, how many buildings were there?
Well, there was the post office and the general store, and then where the main supply was a garage, and it burnt down. Then they built the brick building. And, well, there was two general stores, Butz's store, and there was a camp cabin that Orr's had. And they had camp cabins on this side, and then they had the hotel on the other side, and it's all tore down now.
So there was a hotel?
There was a hotel, right. I don't think there was very many rooms in it.
That was where the car wash is, right?
No, that's Hunter's. That was Hunter's hotel later. This was Orr's, was right across from Main Supply, right on that hill there. And it wasn't all that big. I doubt if they had four or five rooms in it. And the camp cabins, I think there was just four. And the highway took them out when it went right through there. And then in later years, the other store come in was Frosty's Market, they call it, which is still there now. The sons have taken it over now. And that was in, like you say, in growing up. Okay. And you couldn't get very much stuff here. Just like you say, there was salt, sugar, coffee. And then you could buy nails and staples. And you could buy ammunition. They always seemed like the guys always had shotgun shells, and it seemed like there was never a scarcity of shotgun shells or 22 shells. And 22 shells were 20 cents for short, 25 for longs, and 30 cents for long rifles. And they were that until from then up until 1946. That's when the inflation hit.
What's a long rifle?
A long rifle is just a longer bullet of a 22.
Okay.
22 had short, longs, and long rifle.
Okay. Would you use those for different things? The long ones for hunting?
Yeah, I use the most generally the long rifles because the shorts wouldn't hardly kill a jackrabbit. They were pretty tough. The longs would if you'd hit them in the head, you know. And 30-30 shells and shotgun shells, they always had a plenty. All the stores carried them. I mean, the Butz's store and Lawrence's store that had the post office, they always had ammunition. Mm-hmm. And then later on, they finally got shovels in and picks and stuff. But most generally, like to get that, there was a hardware store, Taylor Hardware in Dolores, where they'd go get the wire and the staple and the nails because they were cheaper, see, because these guys charged for bringing them up.
Yeah.
And if they went down there, well, then they'd go get them down there.
If you couldn't buy those things in the store, like tools, did you make them yourself? Did your father make them himself?
Well, what we usually didn't have too much is, you know, a pair of fence pliers and other, and they always lost them little bitty pliers, you know, around, mm-hmm. and used to get them by mail order from Montgomery Ward, come from Denver, and the postmaster, they'd have them. They wanted a pair of pliers. They wanted a quarter for them, and you could order them for 9 cents or a dime, and then pay the postage.